The hunger you have for his word will yet be satisfied again. In Jesus' holy name. To bring the second word to us is our mama in the faith. I believe God has put a word in our mouth that is specifically for you. Are you ready for that word? Lift up your two hands to heaven. Let's give thanks to God and welcome God's servant, our mama in the faith, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo, as he brings the second word to us.
Lord, again this morning we give you thanks. We praise your name and we magnify you. Thank you for Shiloh 2011. Waves of glory. Thank you for manifesting yourself in each one's life. Thank you for your word that you have received already this morning. Lord, in this segment, our hearts are opened. Have your way. Take us steps higher to the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Shout it louder, amen. Please, you may be seated. Praise God. This morning, I count it a very great privilege to have the opportunity to stand here to be able to share the word of God with us. And I believe that that which God has for each one of us shall be practically delivered in Jesus' name. That amen can be stronger. The waves already began since last night. And God has taken us a step further again this morning. The faith that will win and produce results must be personal. Must be personal. And we heard that so powerfully this morning from God's servant, Bishop David Abioye. And it's my prayer that grace to be able to personalize our faith more than ever before shall be delivered in Jesus' name. In this segment this morning, I want to share with us briefly on what is captioned winning faith. Winning faith. This ministry is living faith. And the faith that lives is the faith that wins. After Shiloh 2011, you will not just be a member of living faith, your faith will begin to win in every area of your life. Winning faith. We've had several definitions of faith over the years from God's servant, the presiding bishop. But last night, we had quite many more that are so, if I can put it, spiritually intoxicating. And one of such definitions that I captured last night says, when he was ministering, that faith is a spiritual explosive.